still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. It is a beautiful thing there. Start the day off with you. Brett is on his way right now to the Prestige Billiards up there at Frank Lloyd Wright in Hayden. And get out there. You might walk out with a pool table. You might have to carry it yourself, but that's how it works. And you head over there and get yourself all the KUPD stuff. Some U-Fest tickets. Brett's handing them out for the last second. And then he's going out again tonight. Brett's a busy little guy. This one's on Gilbert and McKellips. Although they did find two bodies in the East Valley over the weekend. I'm not going to blame Brett for that, even though every time he goes somewhere, usually we got something. If he's out and about in the van, there's a body that's found somewhere in the valley. He keeps saying, oh, west side, found a couple of east side ones.
Which one, Gilbert and McKellips?
The Eos Fitness.
The Eos, okay.
Yeah, he's going to Gilbert and McKellips today, so he's going to get all the stuff out there as well. And maybe some U-Fest tickets, but he's got Iron Maiden. He's got all sorts of stuff for you tonight, too. So, the U-Fest stuff guaranteed for this morning. You'd have that. Oh, you opened it up, Brady. People are furious about all the bad Ohio State quarterbacks that have come through the league and banged into their teams. So, they're so bad, they try to claim Joe Burrow as their own just because he stood on the sidelines for a year. That's true. They want Joe Burrow to be an Ohio State. He didn't.
That's been a tough one.
Art Schleister was only a bust at the blackjack table. That's true, too. Art Schleister was known for that. He says, come on, Brady, stop it. Even the Arizona Wildcats have a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. That's true. Nick Foles. That's pathetic.
Amazing.
Still pathetic. The guy says, I heard you talking bad about Detroit, Alex emails in. He says, and even though you're right, I'm going to tell you something. It's like having a fat wife. I know she's fat. You can't call her fat. It's true. Detroit is awful, but it is wrong of me to call your wife fat. You know she's fat. All I have to do is look at you and go, nice to meet you. Anyway, draft stuff. And the Marvin Harrison thing's going to be great. Cardinal fans, you should go crazy for that one. And if Kyler Murray is at all
spun in mega trade.
No, he ain't going anywhere. Then they'd need a quarterback. You'd have to mega trade for a quarterback. Nobody's doing that. Too many needs for quarterback. Kyler stays, which is shocking. If someone did trade for Kyler Murray and they have this draft class of quarterbacks, take that trade. Go crazy.
You're ready to go.
But it's not happening. I mean, if the Bears called and said, we'd like to swap picks with you, you can have Kyler. You guys can take the Mighty Mite. Webster can go over to you and I still think Kyler's got some athleticism. I got a guy emailed and said, draft analysis. You're the one who said, take DeAndre Ayton. All right. You can't do that. If you don't have any of your history on the line, because I don't know one white guy on the planet who even today, if you landed on this planet and I showed you a picture of DeAndre Ayton and Luka Doncic, you'd say, who would you pick first in your basketball league? You're not taking Luka's doughy little white ass. No way. Just the eye test alone. DeAndre turned out to be like the worst 7-foot athletic-looking black basketball player I've ever seen in my life. And Luka is a doughy. He was 19. He was fat. Everybody makes that move. Everybody was wrong about DeAndre. Except DeAndre. He'll tell you he's pretty awesome.
He still has time to dominate.
Time. Again, That's not what you want in sports. It's the dude who's taking his time to get good.
He's on his own schedule.
But he'll tell you this year, I figured out what kind of player I am. I had a great season. He actually, he's the J-Lo of basketball analysis. He just talks about himself awesomely, and hopefully you buy it. My God, I love it. I did watch a thing, and it's all over the news. Yesterday, Piers Morgan, remember him? He used to be on CNN and then
sure
got kicked out of the United States. He was on America's Got Talent and stuff. He does a show over in the UK, and one of his guests on the show this week was the man with the largest penis in the United Kingdom. And Piers Morgan's known for his, like, stupid questions a lot of times. He's pretty funny, and he goes, how do you know? Like, this is something you can't just quantify. How do you know? Dude's got a 12-incher hanging naturally. He can't wear yoga pants. He's not allowed to go to yoga. He had cops chase him around once because they thought he was just hard hanging around in a mall. Like, he's been cursed with this giant penis. And the question, how do you know you have the largest penis? You go on TV and say so. If a dude with a bigger one than you doesn't show up, you've got the largest penis. Like right now in this work building, if I wait till noon and say, all right, all the employees gather around, I have the largest penis in here, and I pull it out, I either have the largest penis or another guy's going to go, hold on a second. If you don't, if you have a 13-inch wiener, you're not sitting back letting somebody else claim that. That's how you know. That's exactly how you know. If Brady said, I've got the largest penis in the building, I'm like, all right, make with it. Let's see. And if you unfurl a 12-incher, I'll be like, well, it beats me. Great job. But if, you know, Joseph comes from upstairs and said, here, Brady's claiming he's got the largest penis in the building, and you whip yours out, and Joseph starts to pull his out, I already know he's got the biggest penis in the building. Simply making the claim is bold enough, in my mind, to prove that you have the largest one in your country. Somebody's got to have it. But that would be awful. He said he was into yoga, and he went to a class and they asked him to leave because they thought he was getting hard. And he's like, I'm not. It's just, that's what I've got.
It's the way it is.
It's 10 inches just laying there. Like, you can't be in here. We assume that you're all rapey about it. He's like, no. So now he goes on TV just to, you know, he's making a good living, but he says it's tough because,
That's why I think there are some people that won't do it. They don't want that coverage.
Why?
Because that's probably what this guy's saying.
Well, he's going on TV. He's got an OnlyFans page. You can't wait to show
it to
you.
He's the one that breaks the mold. There's a couple of guys that said, I don't want this kind of
publicity. You think there's dudes with 13-inch penises that don't want people to know it?
Yeah.
It's a curse. I would do it all the time. If you gave me a 13-incher, if you had 13-inch wiener, you wouldn't tell people, like, watch this. Everybody with a 13-inch dick wants to show it to you. That's awesome. That's like having a Lamborghini just show up in your driveway.
The guy's name is Girthmaster.
No, that's a different dude.
That's a different guy? I thought you were talking about Girthmaster.
Girthmaster's a different dude. He's got the widest penis. I don't know what's going on in the news, but these were two stories yesterday. Girthmaster, his searches online went up. He did a couple interviews with his penis. And they say it's the same width as a wine bottle.
I just looked at it. It's
huge.
Thick.
His Google search went up 1,200%, which is the mere mention. It's about the width of a wine bottle. And everybody's like, I got to see that. Everybody wants to see it. And you look, if you had a 12-inch penis and you're not utilizing that for financial gain, you're also a moron with a 12-inch penis.
Month.
Yeah, you're dumb with a 12-inch penis.
The only reason
I'm
saying that is factoring in religious conviction. It could be someone over there like.
Isn't it God's creation?
Talking about worldwide. Isn't
it God's plan?
Yeah, God's plan for you to have the biggest dick in the world is not something like, Bible ain't stopping me with that one.
No, but there's enough
if you're going to be evangelical, let's be evangelical.
Evangelical.
I'd show you my humongous penis, but God. Didn't God give you that? Yeah. Well, let's just not talk about my absolutely massive penis.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else now. If you're walking around in yoga pants and it's so big you get kicked out of buildings and you're like, I don't want to show it to anybody. Well, then take off the yoga pants. You better wear like culottes and stuff for the rest of your life.
Was Piers Morgan hard?
Probably.
Yeah.
Tell me when you last properly loved. What does it mean to have sex with this thing? And he's like, well, some positions are tough. And
Guy's like, it's cold. No, keep it out. Still keep it out.
What do you use as a condom? One of those wind socks from the airport?
Produce bag.
Paper plastic is an easy answer for you, isn't it? You head on over to the Piggly Wiggly and get yourself plastic bags for sexual take care of yourself.
Yeah, if you're religious about your giant wiener, you're wasting it. And also, what an asshole. Because if you're that religious that you won't show it off or use it, then you're also probably so religious that you won't, it won't happen till your wedding night. That poor woman, she needs to feel that before she agrees to marry you.
That's some kind of surprise.
Yeah, it's like, hey, sorry, I know I'm really religious, but now here's the big surprise.
The unveiling.
Yeah.
And now I've got the ring, so you can't go anywhere.
Now you're locked down. So brace yourself, bitch, because God has a plan for you. And it's that the world's largest vagina.
Girth, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, maybe there's a guy out there who loves God so much that his 14-inch dick isn't like, he's still a man. He's watching TV in the UK eating popcorn going 12 inches, biggest in the UK.
Ooh!
Oh, well, thanks, God, for, no way, you tell. Immediately you tell. Immediately. You would do it, I got the best ribs in town. You're going to run to that. Like, a minute somebody makes the claim it's the biggest or best, you're like, all right, let's take a look. And what do most people, I've had better. Where? I can't tell you. It's against my convictions. Maybe there's a guy out there that religious. Like, maybe there's a Buddhist monk in a vow of silence with a 14-incher but I don't see that happen. I don't think you get that, your priorities change.
Man, if you're still Buddhist and you're hanging.
Right. Like, what a waste.
Man.
You should be showing that to everybody. But it was just great to hear
Pierce. Well, not everybody.
Pierce Morgan's question, how do you know? And I'm like, Pierce, that's the easy. And the thing was, he asks what everyone in England is, because there isn't a dude saying different. The second another guy comes up and goes, second place, watch this. Your ego wouldn't allow you not to be the guy. I'm walking around with super average. Trust me.
iPhone versus versus me. iPad.
Right. Oh my God. You're right. The dude sticks out of an iPad. I get a little bit past my phone. I'm thrilled.
The iPad box.
The average length of a penis in England is 5.2. He doubles it and then some. That's impressive. Yeah, you show that to people. I had this talk yesterday with Jay up at React Defense. And we were talking about, like, when you know somebody's lying. And I'm like, you know, we're just kind of joking lies, like, why? Well, you know, just making it. And it's about things that they're supposed to say. It's not really a lie. It's just like.
How they cover.
You know, it's things you're supposed to say rather than the truth. Like, you know.
To be nice.
No, it's I used the example, like, when I saw Neil Armstrong on TV saying the greatest moment of his life was the birth of his child. And I'm like, that's a lie. You were on the moon. People have kids all day. And Jay said, he goes, I don't know, when I had Josh, things changed. I'm like, yeah, because you've never been to the moon. For you, I believe you when you say that your son is the most important thing that's ever happened to you. If you'd been to the moon and told me that, I'd be like, no. And then Jay started talking about the moon and Neil deGrasse Tyson and books he's read. I'm like, I've never heard you talk about Josh this way, and you've never been to the moon. You love the moon more than him anyway. And Josh is standing right there going, look, if you've been to the moon, that's your best day. Look at me.
Even as your kid. Yeah. I know.
Those are those moments, like, it's the greatest. But you're supposed to say that so your kids don't go, yeah. But could you forgive?
Whoever started that.
Wouldn't you forgive your dad, though? He's been to the moon, and then he says, the best day of my life was going to the moon.
Yeah. It wouldn't be. I wouldn't find it surprising as a kid. I wouldn't take that as a.
No,
oh,
as an adult.
He doesn't care about me.
It doesn't mean anything. No, you can be second place to the moonwalk. I think that's pretty awesome.
I love Alex, but 35 minutes prior, I was being yelled at.
Right. So, well,
Alex was awesome. It's great, but that whole experience was not something that
would go to the greatest days.
Yeah. No,
the actual birth of your child.
Yeah. Later that night, when he was resting on my chest in the hospital, that's better than the actual birth because I was getting berated.
And if I say that,
what
the greatest day was when Kerbu was born.
Yeah,
which would Ronnie could turn around and say, oh, really? So they gutted me?
Yeah, they basically.
You said that was the greatest day?
They bashed her. They took all of her guts out. They poured it out on the table, pulled the baby out, put her back together, and sewed her up.
She's like a sturgeon.
Look what we had.
Yeah. She's like a sturgeon.
Not that great.
Like, what are you talking
about the beluga caviar.
Look, I look around at people. I'm an observer. I'm one of them. I'm one of you guys. I go to Circle K, and I can't imagine that each person in there is somebody's greatest day.
Circle K feet?
Oh, Circle K feet puts you at like once I won $100 on a scratcher is better than what half the people I see. If you're claiming that half the people I look at on the daily basis are the best day of your life, Jesus Christ, raise the bar. Best day of my life was the birth of my child, standing over there in the front of that Circle K with the dirty black feet. Oh, my God. What's your second best day? Let's bump that up. But that's the kind of thing. People lie about that kind of stuff. So you got the biggest penis in the world. I'm going to assume you're going on TV. You can back that up.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
It's like when our old boss used to say there were only four or five people on the planet that would beat him up. You don't want to find out at the other end of that. Like, what if he's right?
That's Jeet Kune Do, is that what
I don't know what he was doing, but he would make the claim now and again that there were maybe five people on the entire planet that he would lose in a fight to because of his training. And I'm like, man, I don't believe that to be an accurate statement. 7 billion, and he'd go almost 7 billion and oh, factoring in women, children, and other stuff. But still, that's a bold claim.
Who was it that died? And you said no.
Oh, Elizabeth Taylor. I think it was Elizabeth Taylor. Or was that, or I don't know, somebody. And I'm like, and now there are only four. And he goes, I don't like to joke about my technique and my discipline. So we couldn't tease him about it either. But I teased him constantly. But you make that claim, I'm pretty sure you've got the ability to back some of it up. So I don't want to find out you're
right. Somebody's going to call you out.
Right. Eventually, there's going to be a guy like, only three can beat me. And then they're going to battle, and it's going to get ugly. I don't think that's a legitimate claim. But to go out on that limb, you're pretty confident.
We all watched.
I think he was a Highlander.
He had to be something better than us.
We all watched Jean-Claude Van Damme in the Kumite.
Sure. Yeah, that was
there's five guys.
The couple guys that made it close, at least. I mean, I remember asking him when he told me that. And then I found out that he wasn't kidding because, unrelated to that, he told my friend Chuck the same story independent when they worked together later.
You ever hear JJ's story about the Earth?
Like, huh?
He makes the claim that only like five people can whip him.
I know, he's made that to me too. I've talked to him about it.
I don't want to find out if he's right.
I'm like, nobody does. That's a confident statement. But you don't want to pick a fight with a guy who says that and find out, oh, my God, he could beat up almost everyone on the planet.
Problem is that all I picture is that video that we've seen a million times of Steven Seagal.
Yeah, just tapping people.
Close your roll. That's all amazing. I think about. That's all I think about, what guys say.
But you know when somebody's like telling one of those stories, like, all right.
The power of that flip.
Right. Like, I mean, he had a kid. I didn't ever hear him saying the greatest thing in my life, the greatest achievement in my life is my child. You can beat up the Earth. That's your greatest achievement. The kids are easy.
Why are you running a rock radio station?
Yeah, exactly. So many questions hung over that claim, but you don't want to push it and find out. Well, that's it. He is the strongest guy in the world.
You're saying you're the second coming of Chuck Norris.
That means he could beat up all the United States. There were five people on the planet. I assume it's international. He made it planet. He didn't say intercontinental.
So one on every continent?
So one, save for two. There's seven continents. So, I mean, yeah. So he could, two continents he's clear on.
That's pretty awesome. And that's assuming that you have one in each continent. Like, he might have three in China, and then like now he's got four continents.
We've
he can
seen
walk.
A lot of those Russian bear wrestlers that
I don't know what he's saying.
Pretty tough.
Either way, you got the biggest wiener on the planet, and some guy
not
wanders,
this guy.
Some guy wanders around on TV and says, "I got the biggest wiener in the whole country," and you know he gives the dimensions, and you're like, "I'm bigger than that guy." You're going on Piers Morgan within a day or two.
How many dick pics did Piers Morgan get after that?
Next to rulers. This is obscene. I'm going to just one more hour of this, and then I'm calling it a day. Piers Morgan.
I understand why he challenged him. How do you know you're the biggest? Because he wants more people to come on the show.
Absolutely. How do you know? And then it wakes up that one guy who's going, Almighty Lamb of God. Biggest penis. Now hold on a tick. I don't buy that your religion would get in the way of you whipping that thing out. That's a gift from God. If you're religious, you just thank him for this bounty that you're, this, you know, yogurt sprayer you've got. this factory of baby juice. It's happening. I got an email from a guy that says, there's a service advisor at my work who told me he's making money on his OnlyFans that only shows himself pooping. No nudity, a GoPro in the toilet, he sits down. And poop happens. And he's making a pretty good living about it. What are your thoughts? Oh, my thoughts are society's over. That's my first thought, is that he's making a living with a GoPro camera in his toilet.
He's still a service advisor, so he's just padding the account.
I don't care about him at all. I care about the people clicking on it. And again, the people clicking on it are somebody's greatest day of their life. I don't buy that. I don't believe you all think that about it.
And the pooper. The pooper,
side
too.
Money for him, too.
The best day of my life was the birth of my child is the same as he died doing what he loved. It's just stuff you say. You don't mean it. There's nothing about
You're childless. What's the greatest day of your life?
Every day I don't have a kid. It gets better every day. Every single day is the best day of my life. Best day of my life? Jeez, I don't know. Not having kids is like literally my first thought, not having one. I don't know. I've had a few good days. Steelers championships. Usually it's other people's accomplishments.
Right. Cubbies.
Cubbies winning the series was a pretty great day for me. I did very little, but I turned the TV on and bought some beer. Lou Malnati's. That was there for the Cubs
Little
game.
League in Albuquerque.
I had some great Little League games. Not sure if the best days of my life. If I go back to Little League as some of the best days of my life, I've failed for the last 45 years.
Mesa Community College days.
The best is yet to come, I'll say.
There you go.
I remember, when I discovered that thing I do in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. When I made my first batch of white worms.
Ugh.
They were in that tub with me, and I'm like, uh-oh.
I freaked out.
Oh, I lost my mind. I thought I'd killed something.
Yep.
I thought it was broken. Nothing that color is supposed to come out of me. It's either blood or what's this? Yep. If it's yellow or green or whatever that stuff is, I broke something. So that was a pretty great day. Best day of my teen life was the day I got that four-head VCR in my bedroom. It's pretty much all whack-related. Yeah, I just don't whenever somebody says that about their kid, I just think it's cliche. I don't buy it. You've had better days. It's just the most, it's a memorable day for sure, and it's a good day, but I see people. I see everybody. There's a lot of, like, yuck out there. There's no way that that's everybody's story. It's too common. It's too easy an answer.
Just under half, maybe the day they got married, you know, was the best day.
Again, going with his logic, I think that's what you're supposed to say.
And especially in front of your wife.
Yeah.
Because if you say anything else, you go, oh, thanks, and you catch an elbow. It's like, oh, all right, I married her.
I'm talking about 46%.
Is great.
Yeah. You know why I know it's a hedged bet thing? Because you watch guys go into the Hall of Fame. Besides the birth of my child and the day I got married, this is the greatest day of my life. They don't say that at their wedding. They don't say it the day their kids are born. They have to say that so their wives don't give them guff. Single guys going into the Hall of Fame never talk about that.
Wow.
My real achievement, my family. Well, that's easy. Everybody can do that. Anyone can make a family.
Is it mostly because you got the Cromarties out there and they have to name 13 greatest days of their lives?
Right. And then which one? Like, if you've got multiple kids, right. You're like, the greatest day of my life is the day my kids were born. They're all equally great. I've met a couple of your kids. One of them sucks.
The kids are standing by waiting to know how they rank.
Yeah, they rank. People rank their children. They all have an equal amount of love, but you know which ones are, like, better than another.
Sometimes the ones that it's bothering that everything is, that I did the greatest thing I've ever done. And the next day.
Yeah.
I just,
what the hell happened?
Everything's the greatest thing they've ever done.
Yeah, there's hyperbole people that just fire that stuff up.
Something else, so if you've got multiple kids, other people rank your kids.
Absolutely. My dad ranked, I remember my sister moved out, and it was like 2 weeks later, we're on the couch watching something on TV, and it was the first time it was peaceful on a weekend where she's not screaming about what we're watching on TV in the main room. And my dad says to me, he goes, this is great, isn't it? I'm like, it is. It's just quiet. And he goes, you know what? I don't miss her. And I said, me neither. And he goes, it's not. And of course, then he starts hedging. Right. It's not to say I don't love her, but I mean, I thought this would be harder. Her being gone is great. Like, we got a pizza and wings, and the two of us were like just dudes. And it was the first time I saw my dad a little relaxed in his life because he didn't have that lunatic down the hall. It was amazing. So I knew that day. Oh, the greatest day of my dad's life. It's July 26, 72. Certainly not November 3rd, 68.
And the situations that's happening. I don't think a guy like, greatest day, my life was your mom gave birth to you when she was on the toilet or in the car. That's the greatest day.
I don't think it's the act of birth. I think that's a little overstated, but I've met your kids.
Maybe change it to the presence of my child. Oh, yeah, it's definitely traumatic.
And stressful when it's happening.
Josh has emailed in and said, John, I don't mean to speak for you, but, the fact you don't have kids is the best day, and that happens every day. Then the best day of your life was the day you went to Dr. Lynn and got your balls cauterized. That is true. Going and getting my vasectomy might be the most substantial thing I've ever done. That might be the best day of my life. Because then it just cleared up the rest of my life to be worry-free.
Yeah, you definitely set upon a path.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, next time you're in the Circle K and you're looking around in there, think about everybody in there has a mom or a dad that says the best day of my life was when that guy was born. And you're like, I don't buy it. And if you've walked on the moon, your kids should understand that. If your kids are uppity about that, my dad says the best day of his life is when he walked on the moon and not the day I showed up. That's why he said that. You're a baby.
What if it was boring walking on the moon?
Well, it's quite an achievement. And maybe it was a little bit boring, I'll tell you right now, just the achievement in itself, looking back, seeing the Earth set.
You saw them. They're swinging golf clubs on the moon. It wasn't that boring.
There were no chicks nagging them. They could do whatever they wanted. They were probably farting in the suits and not really caring. And then they look over and go, by the way, we're the only people that have ever seen this, which is the Earth set. There's the Earth setting behind. That's pretty awesome. We're the only guys who've ever done this.
As a guy.
And made it back.
They didn't even care about that part yet. We still got to go back. This is the best. And that every day that they had, the best day was walking on the moon, and the next best day was landing on Earth again, safely.
As a guy, do you think the early astronauts were having discussions at NASA going, look, I know it can't happen, but theoretically, could I unzip and piss on the moon? I know right now it can't happen.
Can we build a contraption where the air is blocked and yet my urine still floats freely out on the moon?
Because I want to be the first.
I want to claim it. I want to own that. I want to dog piss on the moon. You could put it in a cup and pour it out. Not the same. I want to whip out like next to a moon tree.
Girthmaster wants
laughing.
To whip out on the moon.
Yeah, but then I bet you one of them said it too. Hey, Buzz, I have the biggest dick on the moon. What? I do. I guarantee it. Pull it out. I've got a pretty good one, Neil. Do it.
Sword fighting.
We're not even going to ask the asshole that's not getting out of the can. Just the two of us. I bet I've got the biggest wing on this planet. Not a planet, Neil. Well, it's going to be when I whip this thing out, I'm going to screw up the gravitational pull. Watch this.
Whoa.
Yeah. And stop with your kids being the best thing that's ever happened to you. And again, if you've got a wife that gives you grief, if you've walked on the moon. And I'm not talking to anybody right now. If Neil's listening.
She's just jealous.
And she can, I heard you say that the best day of your life was walking on the moon. Do you mean that? Oh, my God. You think you're better than walking on the moon? Get over yourself.
Didn't I bring you happiness?
I walked on the moon. Don't give me grief over this. If you walked on the moon, I'd be like, that's a great day.
I'm allowed to be happy about other things.
I'd be supportive of that. Don't get jealous of Luna, please. Stupid moon. She looks up in the sky like it's a mistress. Stupid moon. Screwing up everything.
Loves it more than me.
He does.
I bet you go back to it, too.
Yeah, I would do that again if and I...
I signed up.
Idiot.
Based on this conversation, I just signed up again.
I don't want you to see the moon anymore.
Okay.
Don't ever look up at it.
NASA, I can't go.
Yeah, my wife's giving me a bunch of grief because I talked so highly of how being on the moon was fun for me. She hates that. Well, speaking of, listen to this. Clearly, you're going to want to like this one. It says, boys, just found out after your discussion the other day that my wife's been having an affair with a firefighter. I heard you guys saying the other day how firefighters need to cool it with their ability to bang everybody. And you're right. And my wife's been at it evidently for about a year with her new friend. But this is where it's different. The firefighter my wife's with is a girl. My wife is a mother of three, someone who's shown no signs of lesbianism at all, and got caught by me in a shower at this woman's house. I wasn't even suspicious of it. I thought everything was great. Then I saw our car at the house down the road when my wife said she wasn't home. Supposed to be at a yoga thing and then the store. I don't even know why it felt weird, but I walked right into the house where the car was. The bedroom was to the right. I heard a shower running, and I left the door open, and I walked right in, and there they were, naked and scrubbing up. Apparently, they had just finished up the diseased act against God. I'm struggling because it's lesbian. Not because it's lesbian stuff. That doesn't bother me. I'm upset. I'm upset. She was lying about it. She's just showering up after a workout. She's still denying it. I caught her in the shower with another woman, and she says, we were just working out, and then we showered up at her house.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Here's the problem. I have a substantial amount of cash, and I have to pay her if I leave. I lose my house, my home. The kids are in turmoil. I don't know if all that's worth it just because my wife likes to play with Lady Fireman Vag.
Alienation of affection? Can he get that in the...
No.
He still is nothing.
It's not a thing in this stuff.
You end up paying.
Yeah.
I'm living my life in purgatory now. Is it worth it? I can't provide vagina for her. Maybe it's okay. Signed, Ryan. I think that's, what is that one? That's negotiating. That's one of the signs of denial, like your denial and then anger, and then you get into negotiation. That's like the alcoholism thing. I mean, you could try to make it.
Obviously, it sounds like she still wants to stay in the marriage.
She's sticking around, right?
Well, he didn't say, actually.
Well,
that's true.
He was looking at that. He didn't say.
Maybe she just wants Vag on the
side.
Well,
then he doesn't have, then his, the only reason I'm thinking that is because he's going to be halved if she says, I'm out.
Right, if she wants to
leave. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if she's still sticking around, he's answering that question.
He's got to pay.
Do I stay? Is it worthwhile to stay? That's a tough one.
I will say divorce is worth it. I don't care how much you lose.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. You start getting into that money thing.
I know.
Lose your house, the kids. I don't know about the kids thing, but evidently that's rough.
Well, that's if that's
I don't disagree with
it's
you.
It's going to change the kids no matter what.
But again, let's
and they're resilient. That's what you always hear. Yep. That all you know, right. Eventually
go to the Circle K.
No, but around. I'm saying
not all of them are resilient.
What they say is, talk to people that have divorced, the kids do
sure
eventually.
Because here's the thing: before you ever thought about getting divorced, your kids sense what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, they know, but they don't know mom's chowing down on she's not going Billie Eilish.
Maybe not that. Yeah.
But you're right. Is it that
wants her
it's
face
still part of their life?
Yeah,
it's part of
parents always say our kids are fine now. Our kids are trying to convince themselves. It's tough on.
It's a core memory.
It's another lie, like you're saying. That's
it's
another
it's
lie
the thing you're supposed to say, so you don't feel like you've screwed everybody's life up. You just try to make the most of. That's the situation.
Because you can't bear the weight of what's going on.
Plenty of kids come out of it fine. Plenty of them don't.
They just have to adjust.
That's a tough one right there, though. He's got to go halvesies. And, I mean, you're basically a steak and. The firefighter lady's vagina's the sides. You can't get that. Maybe if you just kind of have an agreement. I know you kind of liked it. I didn't know this, but I'd rather that you just let me know that you like to dabble on the side. Because like you said in the email, it doesn't bother him.
that it's lesbian stuff. It bothered him about the lying. So cut the lying part out. Save your house money and kids. Continue your life and then have her be open about it. Maybe that works.
But then, you know, on that side of it is that trust issue has been broken. Mm-hmm. And now the fact they're like, okay, I accept this. You're still not going to trust that person.
Right.
There's another core thing that's going
to
be.
You can get back to normal. And she has to, like, not want...
Normal's out the window.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but you can't have the lesbian stuff anymore. It's one of the two things.
Yeah.
Either tell her we're going to work it out and you can't do that ever again. And you got to show it to me on a daily basis. Or...
Wait, you got to...
You got to prove it.
Show what to me on a daily basis?
Every day you got to prove it.
You and your gal, or...
Yep. I get to smell your face every day. Like, every... like, on a request at any given time, I get to look at your phone. B, I get to smell your face. All right, clear.
This is the argument that the ladies have had in having.
Absolutely.
Said Sabalos has to floating balls.
Well, that was Bernard Gilkey and to float his nuts. You think Bernard Gilkey was floating his nuts because he was clean? She caught him. She followed the bus around like, float your nuts, Bernard. You've been on the road. Yeah, my nuts float. I don't even know if that's a legitimate scientific experiment, but he would have to get in a tub. Rumor has it. Float his nuts to prove that there's, you know, he's not spraying. I don't think your nuts float when they're full. I don't know. That lady seemed comforted by it.
Well, what about you? You got the vasectomy now. So what is that?
Well, you still get junk. People think you start shooting mummy dust. It's,
I don't think
nothing's
that.
Different.
It's just seedless.
Yeah, it's just, it's not potent.
It goes somewhere.
Yeah, it's like pulp-free orange juice.
It's gonna go somewhere.
No, it doesn't. It's burned. I don't produce it anymore.
He poops it.
Well, like, I mean, into your body or whatever.
It absorbs into the side of my sack because it's sewn in. Nothing happens there. The duct that makes the swimmers cut off. Like those dudes just leap off a cliff into my nutsack and get absorbed.
They run into a dead end.
Yeah, they hit it. And then they just start fighting and then they die.
Just picture Woody
like the
Allen.
Band
that's
and
all
animal.
Yeah, there's no way out.
Everybody's going down the hallway.
You run into a wall. Like, this isn't right.
In Animal House.
Yeah. Hey, we're supposed to turn left. Why did this? My sperms are fired into, and I don't care. But if you're okay with it, you can. The two options are: you get to smell her face every day, and you get to live that world where she's got to kind of prove herself all over again, or you let her have the vagina on the side, and now she can't lie about it.
Man,
or divorce. Those are the three things you got.
I'd say divorce.
Work it out. Try to fight for it. Make it so you don't like her doing lesbian stuff anymore. But she likes lesbian stuff, so.
Taco Tuesdays.
That's a, exactly. You know. Make it a fun game. That's right. I don't get you this. It's like giving her vagina up in custody.
The kids, where's mom?
Every 14 Taco days, Tuesday. She gets a lesbian weekend with the firefighter lady. Another option, which would be a little weird, and you got to talk her into it, just get the lesbian into your house.
Whoa.
Have the firefighter come over and cuck it.
Introduce her to the kids.
You can do that all you want. I get to watch.
And I couldn't do it.
How about that, though? Dude barges into somebody's house just because he sees his wife's car, and he says he didn't have suspicion, but that's kind of like a, hey.
Something's
going on here. You don't knock.
This chick firefighter, 6'3".
Yeah. She says that only four people on the planet can beat her up.
What if it was a 6'4" firefighter dude?
Right.
And he bounded into his house.
Great point. He didn't know what was it. He just wandered in. Lucky for him, it was a girl.
Right.
It could have been a beast. Anyway, thanks for the email. Don't know why you're asking us. Again, thanks for sharing this. And you just know that both you, the lesbian firefighter, and your wife have people on this planet saying the greatest day of their lives is when they gave birth to that mess. Good job. Way to birth it and make it right. Yeah, it's tough. I think it's tough when it's like something you can't provide.
Yes.
You know? Like, if she wants to dabble in lesbianism and she's got great shame over that, in a way that's sort of sad. You know?
Yeah, that you're not providing that.
Well, you can't provide that.
Right.
You can't give her that. You can't give her those feelings and those needs that she likes that look. You can't do it.
Like, guys, find somebody that you can give those things.
We all think that we're 100% for everybody and provide them you can't. You're not. You're going to leave.
Life's too long.
You leave people wanting. Everybody has interests outside of just you. It's arrogant to believe that you're all things to one person. You adapt around those things. Some people perform cunnilingus because you can't do it.
They don't. You don't have a vagina for them to do that to. What a story.
It's finding those things that you can provide
right.
on both sides and say, yeah. all right.
I hopefully can you can dodge your natural feelings of wanting to do that on the side because me. And essentially that's what you're saying. Just me. I should be more than your feelings of that firefighter lady. Anyway, we talked about it the other day. Firefighters are, we love you. You guys got to cool it with how awesome you are. And knock it off. And now we got the ladies doing it. And you know she's fit. That's the worst part. It's like a fit lesbian. Maybe you've let yourself go, Ryan. Maybe you look a little less attractive than you think. There's some of that.
You've let yourself go to the point where a fit lesbian...
Hey, look, a fit lesbian can do a lot of damage. a fit lesbian storms in, and I look, if I look over at Brady with his shirt off and a chest hair be cheetoed while he's watching golf on a Sunday and a fit lesbian wants to go shower with, I'm starting to consider it. This person
bigger,
doesn't care anymore.
Bigger kick to the pills than
it hurts.
They're more fit than you.
Because there's a moment you have to recognize I'm not putting in my full weight here. It's not my fault that this happened, but.
Got too comfortable.
Right. And now fit lesbian likes my wife and she's talked her into something that I can't do at all. Fit lesbian firefighters. How dare you? By the way, the greatest day of my life was when that fit lesbian firefighter was born. I think I'd take advantage of that. I'm like, all right, I get to watch or participate a few times. We'll see if we can work this out. And then at the end, just know that I got the better of it and either leave or continue the dream. It's a tough email. I appreciate you guys sharing because, boy, are you guys sharing lately. Holy smokes.
There's a whole thread on, I think it was on Reddit the other day. Might have been Big Cat or somebody that put it out there. It's like, all right, everyone just overshare in the comments. And people were spilling.
There's oversharing going on.
People were spilling. They need to get things out.
Exactly what's happened since the turn of 2024. I've noticed the difference in what I read every day with people just going, I'm just telling. I'm just saying it. It's crazy.
Putting it out there.
I blame Reddit and Quora and all those things where you can anonymously
say it.
And then people get, you know, free typing. I don't think people are talking about this stuff out loud, but they're getting it off their chest on emails to
well,
me.
You hear the recommendation sometimes is, oh, you know, write something out or type something out, vent that. That doesn't mean send it or whatever. At least
right.
writing it down
sure.
can help relieve some of that.
And sending it probably
no.
feels like now the earth knows.
Yeah.
I know that I had a guy who used to work here, furious at our old boss, and was told to write him a letter. And send it to like 7 or 8 people that know both of us, like knew him and the boss. It was Chuck Artigue, the boss. But he's like, I was told to send him this letter about how awful I think he is to get off my chest. But I mean, at the time, Chuck was dying. So he sent it to me and he sent it to a couple other people and said, I just had to get it out of my world into the earth, into the ether. It had to be released from me out there. And he never sent it to Chuck, the dying boss. And I read it, and I'm like, it's a good thing, because this is a bitter, angry, mean letter that a dying man doesn't need. Doesn't need this at all. So hopefully it was cathartic for people. I think people, you know, that's the old story. Everybody's got a story, and they want to tell it. Everybody's dying to tell that stuff. Nobody wants to harbor that crap. It's crazy. I think everybody's gone nuts, though, just a little bit. This guy says, why isn't one of your scenarios a threesome? It is. Even if the firefighter doesn't want him in her, he could always, you know, nail the wife and watch her do all the work. Win-win. Yeah, no, that's a theory. That's a thought. Didn't Richard's wife leave him for a fit lesbian?
Nope. Nope.
Wasn't fit?
No. She didn't leave me for a man or
oh,
a
she did.
Woman.
That's
she
right.
left me for a man.
That's right. A real man.
Well,
come on.
He was the next one.
And then she left him
for a lesbian.
For a fit lesbian? I don't even know. A lesbian.
She's fit.
Is she fit? Okay.
She's not like firefighter fit.
You were the penultimate man then.
I was.
Yeah,
there
okay.
you go. Yes.
That's the way I'd say it.
Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
Second to last.
We'll
I mean, it's you were almost, you were the penultimate man.
Sure.
And then the final man was just like, all right, last two. I'm not even dabbling with those anymore. And again, I've asked you this before, but I forgot. She never showed signs
Like she was.
I knew that she'd had relationships with women before when we met.
But it was like experiment.
She told me. No, one was like a year long.
Oh.
Like a relationship. She had relationships with women before. And she had Ryan. She had Alex's sister already. She was two when we met.
So she had. So it was like everybody was on
she
the
was
menu.
Straddling.
Yeah.
Yes.
She wasn't sure.
Pretty much everybody was on the menu.
Yeah. She got with you.
Yep.
And thought
Ryan's
all right.
dad.
No more women for me. I'm sticking with this.
And you thought you're the guy that keeps her in the one page of the menu.
That's
no,
right.
I don't think that was. That's right. I don't
you,
think that
you
was
just
my
missed
thinking.
Half the world.
I don't think that was my thinking.
My dick just got rid of half of Earth.
I'm that guy.
Entrees only.
Not even a threat. She's a tube steak gal now. She no longer likes the pita pockets. And then she did go back to pita pockets eventually, and seems very happy. Yeah.
She is probably happier now than I've seen her. And whether
that's
beautiful. Whether that's because of her
lesbian.
Wife or not, but you know.
Interesting.
She's come a long way since the days down there in Florence.
Oh yeah, I forgot about jail. Anyway, well good luck to everybody out there. And if you do see your wife's car at someone else's house, and
maybe don't go barging in. That's breaking and entering.
I'd say
brutal.
Knock. Yeah, that's my only advice in this one is just don't go walking into people's homes. Maybe they were knitting or just chatting about something, but I mean, she was supposed to be doing some sort of workout. She did work out. Maybe she's telling the truth, too. Maybe they worked out and just showered up together.
Community shower.
That doesn't happen. That's a bad lie. And to the lady, that's a terrible lie. If you're caught in the shower with another person, there's no, oh, no, we just decided. No adults just decide to home shower together and then try to, you can't get around that. That's out.
We're saving water.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
If that's the case, why didn't you just say, hey, I'm going to go over to Teresa's place and shower up? Why the big secret?
Well, the other bathroom, the shower was out. It was getting fixed, so we just had one shower.
Right. Well, yeah, but still, just go home and take a shower. You don't need to shower. If you got in the car and drove back to her house after the workout, and then she climbed in the shower with you, there's more to it.
I'm just hanging out over here. I'm at the AJ's. I'm going to grab a couple of steaks and maybe shower with Teresa afterwards.
Huh? What was that last part?
Bye. Got a baby shower.
It's a bad excuse. You got busted. Hang your head and just say, yeah, that was, I did that. And I was in the shower with a lady. I actually want to hear her scramble. So what's the story? We worked out. And we were really sweaty.
Mm-hmm. And you were on your knees in the shower.
Yeah, what were you doing in the shower to like clean? Oh, no, I'll get to that. Anyway. But you told me you were over at AJ's, you were grabbing some, and then you worked out. You did say that. Yeah. I didn't expect you to come barging in. I thought at least you'd knock. Who raised you? Who doesn't knock? And then she started spinning on you. So anyway, I was just in the shower with her because that's what girls do. I don't know if you knew that about us. Were you lezzing out? No. Silly. That's gross. Anyway, can we change the subject for a little bit? I'm not comfortable. I think I need another shower. I'm going to go down the road. That's brave. I see a car parked in front of somebody's house. I'd be like, I might hide and like wait to see where this ends up. I'm certainly not just going to walk in.
Right.
You know?
That scenario.
Doing surveillance
probably
has a little bit more of a reward.
It's creepy. But, I mean, this dude just pulled in, so I'm going in. That's pretty good. Everybody's lost it. Everybody's lost their minds. Anyway, Brett's out there this morning. If you'd like to shower with Brett, he's at Prestige Billiards in Scottsdale. And come up with a better lie than we just got done working out. Brady, you and I have played racquetball together, golf, and stuff. Never once I'm like, you want to come in and shower up before you go?
Sure.
And then
we would always ask that afterwards.
But I get in with you, then it's different. Like, I'll allow you a shower at my home if you need to clean up.
Yeah.
But it's a closed-door situation that I'm not going to really intrude on. But
and it's a guest bathroom.
If you even see my head come around the corner, like, room for one more?
Yeah, pal.
There's no getting around.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't even have to do anything, and it's still the gayest activity of all time. Yeah, I would rather walk in on, like, just full-on anal than two dudes scrubbing up together. That's gayer than the act of it. One is at least maybe the other guy doesn't want to do it. If you're showering with another dude in a house, there's nobody who's like, I'm frowning on. Like, everybody's smiling. That is the last thing I want to get caught doing. Because no matter what your story is after, you just got busted doing the gayest thing you can do. No, Brady and I played racquetball. You don't understand.
What's going on?
Nothing. We were filthy. We wanted to clean up. We're big on Earth Day and think that there's a lot of wasted water. So we decided to share a shower.
There's a lot of texters that are saying, John, I know you're against it, but plan your exit. You're probably 2 years away from the divorce being final anyway. Plan your exit.
It takes a long time to get out of that stuff. All right, so they're telling the guy, map it out.
A lot of them.
Play nice and map it out. Don't make this harder than it has to be.
Right? Jesus, you realize you guys are cheap therapy, right?
I guess that may be what it is. You're asking dudes who are actually going to joke about it and logically come up with a couple scenarios and leave it up to you. We should be charging for this stuff.
Oh, here you go. John, I have a question for you. I've never been married, but I wonder, is it possible to do some sort of renegotiation of the terms of a marriage? As in, could that guy create an addendum to save more of his money and possessions in the event that they get divorced due to her continued lesbian?
Not a bad idea. Now, here's what you could do.
Can you negotiate something like that?
Post-nuptial agreement. Yes, yeah. You can come up with a prenup during the marriage that says, things have changed. Here's some new rules. If I catch you doing this again, you're not getting a cut of this, and this. She's got to sign off on it, though. Otherwise, and I don't know who would do that because it would be like, nope, never mind. We'll just get divorced now and I'll take my cut.
I know of one that was based upon years together. 1 to 5, you'll get this much.
But that's a prenup. 10,
that's like a prenup.
Prenup.
But the postnup.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think anything over like 10 years, you got to kind of give it.
But I mean,
you're like, hey, look, all right.
You can't go to your spouse and say, hey, I want to change the terms in case we get divorced. She'd just be like, forget it.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to? Well, I'll do it now. We're not changing any terms. I'm just going to cut it in half. You have to have somebody pretty darn committed to the idea of working it out with you to have them sign a post-nuptial agreement that says, I'm going to get screwed blue if I screw this up again.
She's going to see.
Why are you starting that up now?
Yeah, she's going to see. Like, well.
Especially after the whole shower scene.
I feel dirty. Brady, you feel dirty? Let's go over to my house. We'll shower up. And then that door opens.
La 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 rubber duck. Hey, John, what are you doing?
This is a room for a buddy, a dirty buddy. I don't want to be dirty anymore.
Don't you have other bathrooms?
Yeah, but the shower's on in here, so I figured.
John, maybe.
You got a tub?
Oh, you want to get in the worst thing.
Little man
think
soup.
Of the worst thing your wife soup, can walk in on you doing. And Brady's involved. The worst thing you can do. Ever. The worst position you can catch your husband in.
Front spoon or back spoon, Brady?
Oh, I'm scrubbing your back, or we're just scissoring up front and washing chests. Oh, God. And giggling. Everybody's happy, though. There isn't a. If I'm voluntarily in a bathtub, and so are you, it's all smiles. They're going to walk in on two dudes laughing. What? It's not what you think. I hope it's got to be worse than I think. Yeah, there's nothing worse. No worse visual in the world exists than Brady naked in a tub and blank guy. For me, at least. No worse visual.
You're so wrong about that.
No, because you're so happy. It's not even like
that's the thing.
You'd be enjoying it so much.
Because if you're there, you're bought in.
Yeah.
You realize how bought in you have to be in that situation.
And it's because you're nice and it's unexpected. And then also the visual. But all of it going in, and then you just plop general dude in there who's also equally as bought in. I love this bath with you. What? Anytime a man in his 50s is in a bathtub with another grown man, it's the worst thing your
lemon party.
You could ask 100% of women would answer. What would you rather do, catch your husband boning some girl or in a bathtub with Brady enjoying the day? 100% of them would say the girl.
Good God, I can't picture that other thing.
Text in your answers, ladies. 97936.
Yeah. Tell us what it is. Are you and Brady and your husband are rubber ducky, squeezing, squirting water on it. Stop it! Or he's just knee deep in a hooker.
Mr. Bubbles going.
There's bubbles on Brady's head and nose. So you know it's been like dabbed on.
Good, you're going to get it in my eyes.
That's a good beard.
Yeah.
Look, I've got a big beard. I'm a pirate. Yo ho ho.
And then your wife.
Brady, what in the world? No, is that what you think?
No. It is exactly.
It's DeAndre the Giant walking in.
Ah, Kirby catches him. Darren?
Get out. You're the best day of my life.
Busy.
I thought you said I was the best.
Hey, Kirby Derbs.
You said the bath was the best day of your life.
It's categoric.
John, I may be projecting here.
Uh-oh.
But I think that guy is a pussy.
What?
You don't know how much I dream my wife will cheat on me with another woman. That's what all my Pornhub searches are.
You could silver lining the whole thing and just be like, cool. New doors have opened.
Until it finally kicks in.
What?
Well, you're surprised by it. Like that guy.
I think
my fantasy or whatever, but then
the betrayal part. He didn't think it was a possibility. So get over the betrayal part, be cool, and think to yourself, well, this is my new reality, and I'm going to run with it.
They want to make
the hardest thing.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
John, please.
No.
Just go through a scenario real quick so that your buddy Jose Mesa can animate
this.
Let's
see what we got.
Bert and Ernie Brady, rubber ducky time.
We've got the song.
I got to get the song. I'll get it.
I don't know if we have the song for Rubber Ducky.
Hey, guys.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one. Brady, you're hard.
Yeah, Brady.
And Sesame Street's been selling that for years.
Yeah, those two have been gay for a long time. They bathe, and then they ring each other out. I don't want to do this. This is going to wreck my childhood. I love Bert and Ernie.
Hey, Bert, Ernie, want to get in the bathtub with me?
Okay.
I'll be fond of you.
Where's my thing?
Oh, I love him. I got to plug him in, man.
I know.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm watching Ernie. And he's sitting there in the bathtub, squeezing that beautiful ducky. I had the album,
Robert
Sesame Street Fever.
Best friend. It's true. Do-do-do-yo. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby.
And his name's Brady.
Rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Oh, man.
Rubber ducky,
what are you doing?
Brady and a guy with that song in the back.
I'm home. You're not supposed to see this.
No one's supposed to see this. You're not supposed to do this. Yeah. But that would be hilarious. Anyway.
John, I don't know about the legalities of this, but tell that guy to transfer all of his money into one of his kids' names. So when he divorces the lesbian wife, he loses nothing.
That's dangerous. Now you're, right. now you're playing with fire.
That type of fraud and everything.
Yeah, that's bad. Hide some. Start hiding some. You can get away with that. My ex did that. She learned that from her dad, who hid all of it, his divorce.
John, we're a no-fault divorce state, so infidelity clause can be a hard sell here with judges.
No, it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
It's,
you get beat down.
Whatever your assets are.
Yeah. You can make everything really difficult, and you can start scrambling around with lawyers. It's just going to take. But like with Brad and Angelina, they're in a no-fault. But man, oh man, if you want to make fights happen, you can start working angles. But it is just, it's more money out the door. You end up spending more trying to not spend so much. It's tough, but good luck to everybody out there with a lesbian wife. I say make lemonade. Lesbian lemonade. Worst part is what if she likes like a really ugly lesbian? What if this firefighter is just awful and it's the last thing you want to see? We all have the fantasy that maybe it's some lipstick beauty who's in great shape. Yeah, she's probably gross. Anyway, thanks, Ryan. Great email. Hope you and the kids work it out.
Another one. Go ask your stepmom, Dad.
Yeah.
Tell that dude to invest now. In 2 years, he'll be in a better position for that divorce than he is right now. I don't know, exactly. Invest now, but
go
invest
to Trajan?
In divorce? I don't know.
Oh, it is one of the best investments a lot of guys can make. Yeah, do it now. The longer you wait, the closer you are to, like, dying.
The more money you'll make.
And then there's always just the option of Dateline just NBC. Get rid of everybody. Get rid of everybody and take your chances.
Buy a bag of lye.
Yeah, find a small city in Kansas where nobody pays attention. That's where you're going to end up moving. And
or New Hampshire.
Go Robert. Oh, yeah, New Hampshire's nice. Go full on, what's it, that Foster guy that blew up his house and ran away and nobody can find him. Anyway, what do you got on the board of musical treats over there, Toledo? You're holding for us.
Let me go over.
You have to find them.
I have to go to the page.
Well, it's U-Fest. Today we'll do Chevelle. That's what we're going to go with. It's right. Brought to you by Action Ride Shop over there. In Mesa, you can grab anything you need right now. They've got so many sales, I don't even remember any of them. But if you just go over to them, I know they got discounts on just about everything for women, biking. If you want to go over there, all their women's attire is heavily discounted. And, of course, you get your bikes taken care of by the best service people in the business. I got to get mine over there. I went to ride my bike in the other day and found that my tires need more juice. That is one thing about Arizona. You go get your tires done without tubes in them. Yeah, they dry out so fast. You got to always have some of that stuff around. So let's do a little. Ooh, I get it's a good one. Do we have Jars? Jars is one of my favorite Chevelle songs. I mean, Toledo's just loading up all the Chevelle stuff right off the bat. Three songs. Boom, boom, boom. Vitamin R. I get it. Hats off to the bull. We'll play Jars. Jars is so good. Take out the gunman. My God. Everything on the everything they play tomorrow night is going to be awesome. Hopefully they knock this out. This is off.
Some sci-fi people have never seen. Like, oh, that's their song. I know that one.
If Chevelle does their, you know, their touring thing, and not their promote the new album show, because they've only got an hour. If they knock us down with their, you are going to get knocked out by Chevelle. It's they're just so underrated as far as just great rock band. 25 years they've been doing this. And every couple of years, they put out another album. You're like, another great record. But, man, the hits that they have, they're so good.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.